a person, he can have sight, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he'll get benefit from that sight. Because when he's looking at evil and he's looking at guna, he's not getting any benefit, he's actually getting harm from that. So this dua is so encompassing. It is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me benefit from my vision, grant me benefit from my hearing. Because it's possible that the person can hear things, but doesn't necessarily mean that this person is getting any benefit from it. He could be listening to ghibat, he could be listening to slander, he could be listening to music. So many things he could be listening with his ears that are incorrect. So therefore the beauty of this dua is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me benefit from these ears, from these eyes. Wa quwwatina ma ahyaytana, and from the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as I'm alive. Sometimes a person can have strength, you know, a person, especially young people, so much of energy, so much of strength, but it's all used for the wrong purposes. So therefore this dua is so beautiful. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me benefit even from the strength that you give me. In other words, I use the strength for the good things. I use the strength to help people. I use the strength for salat. I use the strength for fasting. I use the strength to make khidmat of my parents. Generally, I use the strength to do those things that please you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just coming back to this point about a person taking benefit from his sight, sometimes you'll find a person may have all the organs, but just one item is missing, one link is missing, and the person is unable to see. There was a niece of mine that had passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make her means of her parents' maghfirat, her parents entering into Jannah. So she was born blind. And somebody had a dream that there was, the reason I'm mentioning it, just to show you that how a person can have all the connections to the eyes, everything can be there, but yet sometimes a person can't see. So this is the beauty of this dua. So anyway, she was born, and the parents also didn't even know that she was blind, because all the organs, the eyes were there, everything looked normal. Only later on they realized that this child can't see. So one person had a dream, one person in the family, that there was this child here, and above this child was all dots, 1, 2, 3, but these dots were all going in a pattern, in a sequence, and at the end of the dots was a sheep. So they asked me at that time to ask Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. So I went and asked him that what is the interpretation of this dream. So he, Hazrat Maulana Yunus, Allah Pak reward him, what a beautiful interpretation he gave. He said that these dots, all these dots means that all the connections to the eye is there. But the sheep at the end, you know what it means. But anyway, just tell them that it's a very good dream. It means that despite all the connections of the eye is being there, yet the child won't be able to see. So thereafter they went to England and they went to various parts of the world to see how they can get some type of treatment for the child. But the end result was that all the connections to the brain, from the eyeball to the brain, all the connections were there. But it was just that the retina was folded in. The retina in our eye is like we can liken it to a satellite dish. It receives the light from the outside and it transmits that light now to the brain. But that retina was folded up, so the light from the outside couldn't come in. So just one part wasn't there. Every other connection was there, but the child couldn't see. So therefore the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma matti'na bi asma'ina wa absarina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us benefit from these eyes. Give us benefit from our seeing, from our hearing. Give us benefit from our strength. Waj'alhu al-waritha minna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this literal translation heirs of, make this our heirs. Here we explain that those people will only inherit from a person who haven't pre-deceased him. So meaning at that time when this person passes away, they are still living. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused these faculties to still be living at the time when I pass away. In other words, they must be working. Allow my sight to be working till the time I pass away. Allow my ears to be working till the time I pass away. Allow that strength to be there in my body till the time that I pass away. وَجْعَلْ ثَأَرَنَا عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمَنَا. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take revenge for those people that oppress us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, you handle that department. You take that revenge. Those people that are causing oppression and hurting and harming us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that retribution, revenge you take. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى مَنْ عَادَانَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist us against those people that are our enemies. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't cause any kind of musibat, any kind of calamities, afflictions, as far as our deen is concerned. Our deen must be protected. Nothing must affect our deen. It should never be such that we must say namaz. It should should never be such that we must say roza. It should never be such that those we don't give our zakat. So everything that has got to Dawudin, we got the ability and capability to go for that farz hajj and we don't go. It should never ever be that. It should never be such that our deen suffers in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you save any affliction from coming to our deen. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make this world our biggest concern. In other words, let our concern be, the greatest concern be akhirat, not this world. This world is something that is temporary. Today you'll find most people, their worries and their concerns are all related to this world. Very little concern we've got for Allah. Do not make this world our biggest concern. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. Do not make this world the limit of our knowledge. Let our knowledge go beyond this world. In other words, what's going to happen in Qabr, what's going to happen in Hashar, what's going to happen at Pul Sirat, what's going to happen as far as entering into Jannat, as far as Hawza Kawthar is concerned, our knowledge of Akhirat, our knowledge of Deen, our knowledge of Quran, our knowledge of Hadith, Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let that be something. Not just that our ilm is confined to what this world is. So don't let this world be the limit of our knowledge. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا رَوَاهُ تِرْمِيدِ. And Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't appoint over us those people that won't have any mercy upon us. Such a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow we'll continue inshallah with the next hadith. But this is something we should try and take. This was the concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That from his duas we can learn and we can gauge what level of istihzar Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. What focus and what attention he had towards akhirat. That his main concern was akhirat. His duas were revolving around akhirat. And yes, when he made dua also for dunya, it was dua such that it is how he can use the dunya and how we can take benefit from the dunya so that our akhirat can benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.